We're all outraged at those cop-hating signs that the school in Lynfield thought were acceptable to plaster on the walls of Years 5 and 6 classrooms. The Education Minister was horrified, as was the Police Minister, and a full investigation has been launched. The principal, Stephanie McConnell, has since apologised to police and parents, but this is just downright disrespectful. There has to be some accountability, and there has to be a clear and stern message sent from the Minister's office that is totally unacceptable. Signs emblazoned on a classroom wall with the words "Stop Killer Cops" and "Pigs Out of the Country" is beyond comprehension. I spoke to my mum last night about this. She was a school teacher for 45 years. By and large, teachers do an incredible job. I'm certainly not sitting here this afternoon suggesting the Lynfield disgrace is the norm for teachers and principals across the board. But what was revealed yesterday was a bridge too far. So I thought I'd take up an invite that came my way this morning to attend a very important initiative at a school in our southwest and celebrate their partnership with the PCYC and police. It was a fantastic morning at McCullum's Hill Public School at Roselands. It centred around promoting the PCYC New South Wales Star Challenge, aimed at kids and our youth and taking care of their mental health. I spoke to the students, as did Sergeant Danny Kidd from New South Wales Police, who does some incredible work around youth and crime prevention. And there was genuine mutual respect from the police and the PCYC to the students, the brilliant teachers and principal, and the parents who attended, exactly the way it should be. Our police do great things in our school, and in light of what happened at the Lynfield Learning Village, today was a timely reminder our men and women in blue are committed to making a difference in our schools and among our youth. They're not pigs, they're not killers. They are heroes, and they deserve our respect.